This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast, and this is a discussion about student debt cancellation. The latest figure from the Congressional Budget Office is that the student debt cancellation is going to cost the country about $400 billion. And $400 billion is a real number. I mean, you look at the national debt is about $30 trillion. $40 billion is actually a real percentage of that. $400 billion is actually a real percentage of that and a real addition to the federal debt. So you look at this and you say, you got the Fed working hard to try and fight inflation. On the flip side, you got the government, in this case, President Biden, and I'm not even sure how a president by themselves can do debt cancellation of something that would cost the U.S. government $400 billion. How does the president have authority to do that? Not that he might not be able to pass it to Congress anyways, but I don't know, you know, how there's authority to do that. But $400 billion adds tremendous inflationary pressure to the country at a time when trying like crazy to fight inflation and all these different multifaceted impacts of the fighting of inflation. The $400 billion price tag, just an amazing number from the Congressional Budget Office. If anything, Congressional Budget Office generally thought of as a little bit partisan left versus right. So that feels like a pretty real number or a very scary number. They have said that some of those debts wouldn't have been collected anyways. The $400 billion might not be exactly an accurate number, but it feels like a very directionally correct number. That's just scary to add that much more to the federal debt when we're trying so hard to fight inflation. What a mess. What a debacle. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast.